extremely disappointed as it's now been confirmed that's been sold to a private bidder. I would have quite publicly campaigned for the council to buy the keep. I think it was a real unique opportunity to take such a historic site into public ownership and let the people of Buncrana and Isshon and Donegal have a say in its future. And I'm disappointed that opportunity has been missed. And when you combine that with the recent news from Green na Bhaile, which is recently closed to the public in the evening and gated off, I just question the value that state agencies put on our rich history and our built heritage. And I just think it's really a wake-up call that we really need to fight to take these historic sites into public ownership and not allow these opportunities to be missed again.
And do you think this is unique to Donegal, or are there other parts of the country that such buildings like O'Doherty's Keep are being let go?
If it's cynical, I'd have to say yes. I don't think these opportunities would be missed if they were in the likes of Mayo or Kerry or the booming tourist counties. I think the state would step in and resolve these issues. I just can't imagine any other country that would allow something like with centuries of history like O'Doherty's Keep to not be taken into public ownership. But just the mind boggles. I just can't understand the logic as to why we'd let this go. And when you combine this with Greenan, the real jewel and the crown of tourism in the northwest, to have it gated and locked so that members of the public can go in and take photos of the sunset, it's extremely frustrating. But as I say, it's a setback, it's a knockback, but it's something I'll continue to fight for, and I hope that others will all join in. I no doubt the community will weigh in and continue to fight to reclaim our heritage and not allow these opportunities to be missed again.